Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, getting you ready for Thursday night football. The Cowboys taking on the Broncos. Full coverage from now all the way through to kickoff in that one at 7:50. But MG, let's do this. Brent Reed, part of the Triple M NRL family. G'day, Reedy.
Hello, gents.
Reedy, as always, you've had your nose close to the ground, or as close as you can without getting dust in it. let's start off with Val Holmes. What's the latest on Val?
Yeah, look, obviously he's got his first game this weekend, which was pretty exciting. It's a New York derby, I think, the Jets and the Giants. So all eyes on that, because I would imagine this will be the most he will play in his first game. This will be his best opportunity because the big stars aren't on deck yet. So this is a real test for Val Holmes. And obviously been some mail around that he might come home if it doesn't work out, and I think we all expect that. Now, interesting, Cronulla actually, as part of his release, have first and last rights on Val Holmes. So they've got to have first shot at him, they've got to have last shot at him. Now, the position they're at the moment, they can't afford him. There's no doubt about that. And regardless of what happens in the next 6 months, they're not going to be able to afford him next year. So I reckon we could put a line through Cronulla, as much as I'm sure John Morris would love to have him, and he said as much today. So, I mean, that basically leaves the Cowboys, because they're the other club that he's been consistently linked with. They've got money set aside in their budget. I'm pretty sure his wife's opened a start of their business up in Townsville. Yep. He's from up there. You know, so the Cowboys are the ones who are waiting in the wings to see what happens with Val Holmes. And if I was a betting man, I'd be thinking he'd be there next year.
Yeah, and we're watching with bated breath. We're hoping that he, you know, does actually crack it in the NFL. It'd be great to see one of our own going over and showing us how it's done. But, yeah, look, the Sharkies at the minute, I know that a lot's changed since that deal was done, Reedy. They've blooded six fantastic debutants this year, which is going to be very hard to keep all them, plus Val Holmes.
Exactly. I mean, you need to upgrade those guys. They're obviously on salaries they got a lot of them before they played first grade. So that's put a real squeeze in their salary cap. And Val's just out of their league now, sadly, for Sharks.
All right, well, from one Queensland Origin star up for grabs to another, David Fifita.
Interesting, because the Broncos have been under the pump this year, the Broncos. They've had all clubs coming at them over Matt Lodge, Tobias Pangai, Jake Turpin. And they've managed to hold on to all those guys. But from November 1, they've got guys like Tommy Flegler and Dave Fifita, who have only got a year left in their deal, so other clubs can come and have a shot at them from November 1. Now, for Fifita, I can tell you that if he hasn't extended that deal, he is going to have an absolute onslaught of clubs coming after him, because obviously he played Origin this year. He's on a deal he did a couple of years ago, so it's a pretty good deal from what I understand, but it's not probably what he would get on the open market now. So the Broncos have got a fight in their hands. They've done really well so far to keep Lodge and Hast and, as I said, Turpin and some of those other guys, but they don't go away. There's clubs just circling that Broncos side, some of the young stars, and Dave Fifita is one of those guys.
I can imagine an avalanche of interest for this young guy. He's only, still 19, Reedy? And, I mean, he could be the next Jason Taumalolo.
He's outstanding, isn't he? He's such a good... I mean, we saw him in Origin this year. I mean, he handled Origin on his ear, and I think he's been one of their better players all year, to be honest. So they're going to have to find some money if they want to keep Dave.
And, Reedy, quickly, before we let you go, a little while back, the mail was that Shane Flanagan might be in the running for Justin Holbrook's vacant coaching role at St Helens in the Super League. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, look, they've had a chat. He's definitely had a chat to St Helens, but from what I understand, and it would be clear by the NRL to go over there, but from what I understand, I think Flano will probably stay here and wait around to try and get a job, either as an assistant or a head coach here down the track. I don't think he's keen on moving over to England. So he did have a conversation with St Helens. They were interested in him, but at this stage, I don't think Flano's going to go. I think he's going to wait out here and hopefully get a clearance from the NRL to come back at some point next year and wait for a gig here.
Yeah, I'm glad because I like Flannery as a coach.
Yeah, well, his young fella is now will be at the Roosters as of next year. Maybe there's an assistant role for him there under Trent Robinson. Brent Reed, outstanding work as always. We'll speak to you next week.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks, Reedy.
Coming up next, MG, we've got to shift gears, talk some AFL. A Sydney Swans icon, Jared McVay, has announced this season will be his last. He'll join us next to tell us whether he's going to get a chance for a farewell game before the end of the season.
Good bloke, Macca.